What they start to understand now is what their gifts are. They start to understand what they're good at. And remind people at this time in their life that there's an important homework here for you. Listen to only the good things people say about you. When you hear what people say about you, you will hear what you are, is what we say. Because people will comment to you how they see your actions, how your actions are reflected on them. But only the good things is what we say. We say that, and I joke about that. I say in this modern times, people are helpful. They offer criticism. As soon as someone says to you, "I like what you did," but I tell people, as soon as they say "but," tune them out. Don't listen to that second part. Just key in on the first part. Someone says you're a good listener. Someone says that presentation was really good. Just take that part in. In fact, I joke about that. If you cut them off at the butt, that's why Ojibwe's have no butts. Anyways, so that's what we do at this time in our life. You listen to the good things people say about you, you will hear what you are. And that's one of the strongest understandings in Anishinaabe culture. In my coming off the reserve and working in the mainstream, I went to work at the mental health center in Penetang. It was a new role there. And in that role, when I started, my supervisor said, "We don't know what to call you. It's such a new role." I said, "Well, some people call me chief." And he said, "No, I'm sorry, John, we can't call you that because, you know, they had their chief of psychiatry, their chief of medicine. I couldn't be a chief there." So what he did when I told him, "Well, then I don't know what to call you," he called my references. And my references told him he's always been helpful. He always tries to make people feel better. So that's what they told him. We see him as a healer. So that's what they put on my badge at the mental health center as a healer. Now, I, for one, wouldn't wear that in my community because people would make fun of me. They would say, "Get out of here. Who died and made you a healer?" I couldn't call myself that. But if someone thought of me in that way, then that's how I was. So these ones who are getting ready, we say, listen to only the good things people say about you. You'll hear what you are. And we call those the five helpers. You're a teacher, or a healer, or a leader, or a protector. Or if you're any combination of the first four, then you're what we call a scout. A scout is kind of hard to define in this modern age, but there, I guess, would be like research and development, those ones who go and find new things. So you're getting ready now. You start to realize your gifts. You start to understand why you and the Creator talked about you coming here.